Hello, my name is Michael Albert, and I'm the host of the podcast titled Revolution Z. This is an update on progress so far, where we've been, what we've done. It's brief, but brings you up to date on what the circumstances are. I undertook Revolution Z knowing nothing about podcasts. I had never even listened to one. I also knew nothing about how to use Facebook or Twitter. I had never used either. I hate listening to audio, radio, etc., and I figured why would anyone else want to? So for a long time, I sort of ignored the possibility of a podcast. But then a second pressure arose. I needed to not only find ways to politically contribute, I also needed to find a new source of income. So I decided, as I started looking into podcasting, if there was hope that doing a podcast could be politically and socially useful, and that it could generate some needed funds as well, I would perhaps give it a try. So I looked into it, and I was flabbergasted by what I learned. There are over 700,000 podcasts out there. Adding a new one, and its being noticed, would be quite hard. But some podcasts do have huge audiences, and many have respectable-sized audiences. Of course, a lot more fail. Sustainable podcasts typically use a site called Patreon, perhaps there are others too, to facilitate patrons providing regular funds, and many listeners do just that. So I started thinking about starting a podcast in earnest, because it seemed like it might reach a significant enough audience to have some useful impact, and it might bring in enough funds to pay for itself. I figured I could start out doing one episode a week, and on the basis of that, seek enough support to sustain that level. Then I would go up to two, with the second featuring a guest or guests. Based on that, I would hopefully inspire sufficient support to do a third episode each week during which I and the week's guest would answer submitted questions. It seemed like a plan. Then there was the issue of focus. Judging by a cursory survey of successful podcasts, it seemed evident that humor and aggressive commentary about current events, or alternatively, a lot of sarcasm and nastiness about pretty much anything at all, were most in demand. So I had a first hurdle to address. I didn't wish to do either. Humor and current events I thought perhaps I could do, and I was sure guests could do it, but I felt it risked being largely redundant. There are already so many outlets addressing the day's and week's news. Sarcasm and nastiness I didn't see myself doing. I certainly didn't see myself making politically and socially valuable. What seemed to me to be in far less demand, but to also be far more needed, was vision and strategy. So despite it likely substantially reducing the ease of finding audience, especially early on, I decided to go with vision and strategy. I knew doing each episode would have three aspects: preparing the material, recording the material, and finally uploading the finished podcast to various platforms. I settled on an operation called Buzzsprout as the host site for the materials. It's efficient, and it works well, and it seems to do the job nicely. I settled on Patreon as the vehicle for attracting patrons who would provide financial support. It sort of automates the whole thing, at least from my angle. I don't have to do much, it just comes to me if people donate. I got recording equipment, and I settled on a name, Revolution Z. I then created the website for Revolution Z, that I know how to do, and I got help to also create a Facebook page for myself and for Revolution Z, and also a Twitter account. Facebook is incredibly strange to me. I went from zero friends to 1,700 very quickly, and now I don't seek more, but it goes up every day anyhow. It's like magic, and strange. Twitter is even stranger. It is sitting silent. I don't know what the hell to do with it. I next set up the equipment necessary to do the podcast. I made arrangements with podcast venues, and I started doing episodes. That was also strange. I vastly prefer talking to with actual people to talking to a microphone with no one else around. It's quite alienating, and it is very difficult to be natural. To try to get some visibility, I wrote emails and I made posts seeking support of two types, financial and promotional. I admit that even knowing the uphill climb that getting interest in vision and strategy would be, I thought there would be more initial aid and help than there has been. About 80 people have pledged just under $700 a month. The average per person is terrific, but the number of people is a little wanting. Stats suggest that about 1,000 people are listening to episodes. And then there are 1,700 Facebook friends. What can I say? What does being a friend mean? And are those who listen willing to help support? And that brings us in summary form to now. I am dealing with rather difficult times. Of course we all are. Nightmare Trump on top of nightmare capitalism. But here I mean newly unfolding, incredibly demanding personal situations. Going forward, I would like to enlarge Revolution Z to include guests. I would like to open channels to listeners so questions can be submitted to be answered by myself and guests. I would like to strategically address current events and news trends, especially movement events and trends, as a third sequence alongside the first two, Vision and Strategy. But unless I figure out how to successfully attract additional support, these steps will be beyond my means. So I sincerely hope you will visit www.patreon.com/revolutionz and become a patron at whatever level of support suits you. $5 is terrific. $3 is great. Even $1 is good. $10, absolutely fantastic. Those kinds of numbers, coming from a reasonable proportion of the number of listeners, and there will be no financial issues at all for Revolution Z. Its expansion will be completely manageable, including staff, research, longer podcasts, and so on. That said, this is Michael Albert signing off until next time for Revolution Z.